This is CPR News NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A court awarded a long-term care worker from Colorado more than $470,000. Her attorneys say it may be the biggest sum ever for a case of its kind. CPR's John Daly.
Alita Ayo worked in a long-term care facility in Denver. She had a $30,000 salary, but she had to live there and be responsible for staffing it 24/7, 365. This went on for 6 years. She sued, saying under minimum wage laws, she was underpaid and due overtime. A lawyer for the defendant, Meadow Vista Assisted Living, told a judge they didn't mean to steal her wages. A jury sided with Ayo.
I do feel taken advantage of. I really think they thought I was stupid or just beneath them.
The defendants indicated they may appeal. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
A source has confirmed to CPR News that the person accused in the shooting at a Colorado Springs nightclub is expected to plead guilty later this month. CPR's Allison Sherry reports Colorado doesn't have the death penalty, so the shooter is expected to serve life in prison without the possibility of parole.
Prosecutors say Anderson Lee Aldrich went into the Club Q nightclub and killed 5 people and injured 17 others last November. Aldrich is expected to plead guilty to state murder and hate crime charges at the next court appearance on June 26th. Victims are expected to speak at the hearing. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
There are now 64 people in the hospital with confirmed COVID-19 cases in Colorado. That's the lowest number since the pandemic began more than 3 years ago. The state's positive test rate is around 5%, now with far fewer people testing for COVID. A chance for heavy rain through this evening around Denver and in Colorado Springs. This is CPR News and KRCC.